Cress Brother and Sister, D.H., St. Helena, California, October 24, 1907. Dr. and Mrs. Cress, Dear Brother and Sister Cress, I would be very pleased to see and converse with you. I have an intense desire that you shall copy the pattern given in the Word of God. I wish that we were within reach of you. This cannot be, but what a comfort it is to know that in whatever part of the world we are, we can talk with God. Let us believe that God is always interested in us. Let us present our needs to Him in faith, believing that He who gave the best gift of heaven for us will not withhold anything that is for our eternal good. Let us take hold of His promises with the living assurance of faith. We need to have that faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 18, verse 19. Believe this promise. Do not allow your faith to waver. May the Lord lead and guide and strengthen you is my prayer. Dr. Cress, I entreat of you that you do not exact a high salary. If you do this, others will follow your example, and if this is allowed, we shall soon find that the sanitarium income will all be absorbed for the payment of salaries, and that there will be none to carry on the missionary work to be done in foreign countries. I write you this because I understand that whereof I am speaking. The Lord is testing His people. My husband and I have passed over this ground, and because we did not ask a high wage, but were willing to work in self-denial and self-sacrifice, the Lord blessed us with His rich grace. If you will pursue a course of self-denial, you will be an example to others that will be a blessing to the work. In your work in Australia, the most effective sermon you preached was when you lived the principles of the truth in your own family and revealed your earnest devotion to the work. I know what I am talking about when I say this. There should be more equality between the wage of the minister and the physician than there has been. Our ministers are expected to set an example of liberality to the church members, and their salary should be such that they can make many donations. The gift of the book, Ministry of Healing, was given to the sanitariums to sustain them in their work. If skill and invention are used in getting this book into the hands of the people, I shall be very thankful. Both Ministry of Healing and Christ's Object Lessons are books that the outside people need. I am desirous of seeing our schools and sanitariums helped by their sale. I am pained at heart that these books are not being sold more disinterestedly for the benefit of our educational and sanitarium work. At the time of the camp meeting, special efforts should be made by the students and others to bring these books into the hands of the people. In this work, they will not only be doing good missionary work, but will be helping to relieve the indebtedness on our institutions. I cannot understand why this work is neglected in view of the fact that when the work has been entered into in the past, there have been such ready sales. God's presence with us and His assurance of help should always be appreciated. I am thankful for the precious light He is giving me. Although night after night I cannot sleep after 12 o'clock, I have the comfort of His presence, and this sustains me. I am writing this letter by lamplight. Next month, I shall enter my 81st year. I can say with the psalmist, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Psalm 103, verse 1. I praise the Lord that He gives me my eyesight. I want to cultivate a thankful spirit every moment of my life. The Lord is good and greatly to be praised. My brother, I want you to be free in the Lord. I want your life to glorify God. Let us strive for perfect unity. Ye are the light of the world. Matthew 5, verse 14. All who serve the Lord Jesus are to be on an equality. With the angels they are to approach the throne of God and gaze of the glory of Christ. He, the Son of the infinite God, the express image of the Father, was in every way capable of commanding the universe. But He humbled Himself to become a man. He became a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Let us walk worthy of our great brotherhood. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Matthew 13, verse 43. Then there will be no more dark passages in our experience. All darkness will have passed away, and the true light will shine forth. There will be no more sorrow and pain when we have entered into the rest of the saints. I pray that God will bless you both, Brother and Sister Cress, and all the members of your family.